Welcome to the MacArthur Boulevard Baptist Church Tensions Podcast with Pastor Ricky Primrose, designed to help you navigate current issues as kingdom citizens. In each episode, Pastor Ricky will tackle a current topic or an event that creates tension within Christians who live in a world that is not our home. Written articles for each episode are available on our website at MacArthurBoulevard.org/tensions.
I want to welcome you to the April edition of the Tensions Podcast as we talk about finding the right hills to die on, looking at the topic of Christian unity and cooperation, a topic that is so relevant for Christians living right now in the 21st century. You know, there was a time in Luke chapter 9, verse 49, in which the Apostle John said to Jesus, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he does not follow with us." You know, this was John's protest as he struggled with the relationship between his group and other groups that had some association with Jesus. Jesus' response to this zealous apostle was simply, "Do not stop him, for the one who is not against you is for you." Now listen, there are a lot of questions that Jesus' response here leaves unanswered, but it does establish a principle that is desperately needed within Christian circles and churches today, which is simply the principle of Christian unity and cooperation. I don't need to tell you that American culture is growing increasingly fragmented and contentious, which is trickling down into the relationships and the culture of the church. And the unfortunate irony of this reality is that our world right now needs a unified church and gospel witness more than ever. And so in this edition of Tensions, I want to tackle the topic of Christian unity by addressing the tension we sometimes feel between our convictions and the need for cooperation, between the desire for doctrinal purity and the need for Christian unity. We know that there are certain hills that are worth dying on. There are certain beliefs and convictions essential enough to the faith that we must separate from those who are not aligned with us. But at the same time, we also know that too often Christians and churches die on hills when no fight was even necessary. So how do we balance this tension that we feel between our convictions and our cooperation with other believers? Listen, as the world around us continues to splinter and become increasingly post-Christian, it's going to be all the more important for Christians to think carefully about what issues are worth separating over and how we can eagerly maintain the unity Christ died to give us without compromising our convictions. We have to recognize the difference between unity and uniformity. Here are a few principles that I hope will be helpful toward that end. The first principle is this: we should carefully avoid the extremes of unnecessary separatism and convictional minimalism. Carefully avoid the extremes of unnecessary separatism and convictional minimalism. You know, an approach that you're going to see me take a lot in Tensions while navigating current issues is to identify healthy extremes on different ends of a spectrum in pursuit of the right approach. Of course, this is not to suggest that truth is always found somewhere in the middle. Remember, our goal is not merely to find, you know, the middle ground, but instead to find the right ground. Nevertheless, we can typically identify error in the extremes. And there are two extremes on this issue of Christian unity that I want you to consider. And I'm going to say up front that a lot of the concepts I'm going to share in this episode of Tensions come out of a really helpful little book that I would recommend to you by Galvin Ortlund called Finding the Right Hills to Die On, published by Crossway 2020, that really goes into much greater detail than what I'm going to do here in this podcast. But the first extreme that I want you to consider is that of unnecessary separatism. This is any attitude, belief, or practice that unnecessarily contributes to division within the body of Christ, resulting from the inability to distinguish between different kinds of issues. Okay, this error says that if you do not believe exactly like me on every point, We cannot be in the same church, and we cannot even cooperate for gospel causes. Now, a key word in this definition is the word unnecessary. I say that because there are times when division is necessary. All right? We see a biblical example of this in the book of Galatians when Paul rebukes that local church for not separating themselves from the Judaizers who were teaching that circumcision was required for salvation. But of course, there are other issues where Paul saw division as unnecessary, such as the issue of consuming meat that had been sacrificed to idols. See that in 1 Corinthians 9-10. Unnecessary separatism fails to see the difference between these types of issues. It puts all convictions on the same plane. It treats a disagreement over the divinity of Christ no differently than a disagreement over the timing of Christ's millennial reign, for example. Unhealthy separatism usually occurs under the banner of holiness and the desire to keep oneself separate from those who they believe to be in error. In reality, however, it's important to recognize that this type of separatism is oftentimes just rooted in pride. It assumes that nothing can be learned from others who see a matter differently. It falsely assumes that convictional minimalism, which we're going to discuss next, is inherently more destructive than separatism. Truth be told, unnecessary division harms the unity, mission, and godliness of the church. You know, much of our separatism, unfortunately, stems from finding our identity in our differences with other believers rather than finding our identity in the gospel itself. When this happens, we're going to tend to major in the study of differences and may even find ourselves actually looking for faults in others so that we might define ourselves. We should remember that the pursuit of unity does not mean that we stop caring about theology. It does mean that our love of theology should never exceed our love for real people. Now, the opposite extreme from unnecessary separatism is that of what I'm going to describe as convictional minimalism, which says basically, you know, let's just stop dividing over doctrine altogether. It just hurts people. We just need to love Jesus and feed the poor, right? This mindset minimizes the importance of non-essential doctrines and is reluctant to establish any type of firm doctrinal requirements for those with whom they partner. In essence, this posture minimizes the importance of doctrine and conviction altogether in the name of cooperation and unity. You see, our aim should be to avoid both the extremes of unnecessary separatism on one hand and convictional minimalism on the other. Now, the remaining two principles are going to help us figure out how we do this. How do we avoid those two extremes? So here's the second encouragement I would give you toward that end. Number two, distinguish between different orders of belief and maintain the right mindset for each. Okay, in order to avoid both extremes that I just mentioned, we need a framework to distinguish between different types of beliefs. The exercise of distinguishing between beliefs of varying levels of significance has oftentimes been described as theological triage. I want you to think about it. The purpose of triage, if you were to go to an emergency room, is to differentiate between the various types of ailments that need medical attention so that priority is given to those who need it the most, right? Hospitals do not want to have someone die of heart failure in the waiting room because they're too busy treating a broken pinky toe in the back. When performing triage, a triage nurse must consider all kinds of different factors, right? The severity of the condition, the likelihood of recovery, danger of delaying treatment, etc. All of these factors to determine where should priority be given. Theological triage seeks to perform similar prioritization for Christian beliefs to help us make judgments for when we should allow freedom of disagreement or when separation is indeed needed. Many Christian thinkers have found it helpful, as it relates to theological triage, to differentiate between three different categories of belief: first rank, second rank, and third rank doctrines. Okay, each of these doctrinal categories require a different mindset and approach. And I want us to consider each of those levels. We're going to consider the first rank doctrines level and the right mindset for that level here in part one of the podcast. And then in part two, we'll look at the second rank and third rank doctrines, the right approach mindset for those. And I'll conclude with some final thoughts on humility. But let's consider first rank doctrines, okay? These are beliefs that are essential to the gospel itself. These are the tenets of our faith that really function as boundary markers between Orthodox Christianity and heresy, okay? So a denial of a first rank doctrine is a denial of the essence of the Christian faith itself. Okay, so examples of first rank doctrines would be the Trinity, salvation by grace alone, apart from works, or the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay, so when it comes to these first rank essential doctrines, the right mindset is that of courage and conviction. All right, courage and conviction. These are those beliefs where Christians must have the courage to actively defend the faith delivered once for all, no matter how unpopular that might be at any given cultural moment. It is important that Christians not only affirm these doctrines, but also possess strong conviction that they are true and that they are worth protecting. We cannot be complacent or apathetic about first rank doctrines. These are doctrines that represent hills that are worth dying on. As we come back in part two and continue this conversation, we'll consider second and third rank doctrines. We'll look at some questions you can consider on how to rank doctrines, and then we'll consider the primacy of humility in all of this. But for now, I want to thank you for listening to the Tensions podcast. For a written copy of this episode or for more information on MacArthur Boulevard Baptist Church, please visit our website at MacArthurBoulevard.org.